We're joined now by Fairley Jackson, who heads Preserve Louisiana. And there's an event coming in 2 days that I understand is sold out, but obviously it's an attention grabber, or it would not be sold out. How juke joints shape the blues, and we have an example or two of that here in Baton Rouge. But this is a topic that I'm sure many people, appropriately on Blues Week, are interested in.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having us, Jim. We're really excited. This is the second year that we've partnered with the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation, Forum 35, and Dialogue on Race to bring Blues Lanyap to the community. And so we're kicking off the festival with an educational panel that will be facilitated by Maxine Crump. And it will include Kathy Hambrick with the West Baton Rouge Museum, which, you know, they now have their new juke joint exhibition. Also, Kevin McQuarn, who grew up in his family's juke joint, Robin Hood. And also the musician April Jackson, also known as Big Sexy Red. So we'll hear from three panelists about how juke joints really played a big part in the culture of blues, and kind of that familial and community aspect of it as well. So it's Thursday evening at the Old Governor's Mansion. And yes, registration is full. We had a max capacity of 100, but we will do a wait list outside. And last year we were able to fit some other folks in.
All right. And it starts when? Thursday at what time?
Doors will open at 6 o'clock.
Well, as I mentioned, we've got juke joints in our state that are prominent. Have you ever been to Teddy's?
I have been to Teddy's, and I believe Teddy will be there to answer questions as well. I'd also like to add that Henry Gray will be there, and he'll be playing in the Rose Garden afterwards.
Henry Gray?
Yes.
How old is that guy?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I don't know.
I think
that
94.
94?
94.
Yeah.
I used to see him play at Piccadilly. I wish he were still there, but
instead
we've got Dr. Laura Cassidy there, where in the exact spot where he used to play is her office. They're doing good things with her school, but I sure miss Henry Gray at Piccadilly at Westmoreland.
That was such a treasure for the community, and I think for so many people, unexpected when they would show up at Piccadilly and see Henry Gray.
And June 29th will mark 5 years since that Piccadilly closed, and that is a tragedy.
Yes.
Henry Gray holding court, and that guy can still do it at 94.
Yes, he can.
He's an example of how music keeps people young.
Absolutely.
Exercise, music, you name it, if you're active, it's going to keep you young. And Henry Gray can still do it, and he will be there Thursday night.
Yes.
Can you just hang out and hear him wafting in the breeze if you don't
have
a ticket?
Well, you know, I'm not going to advocate for anything like that, but we do have, you know, a fence around our rose garden. I would also like to thank Lamar Corporation for their sponsorship of the event. But I do encourage people to come try to get in. You know, we may have room.
Okay, and you've got Kim Nystrom with us. I mentioned that it's Blues Festival Week, and I know she's on the ready to talk about some of the big entities. Mavis Staples, she couldn't make it last year, but she is ready to go this year. One of her sisters died. She's one of the headliners, isn't she?
Yeah, she'll be closing it out on Sunday night, so we're encouraging people to come have church with Mavis and close things out at the 25th Annual Blues Festival. And we're real excited about the event that Fairley was speaking of, sort of kicking things off on Thursday. And we'll have a full lineup of blues music starting all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And this festival has definitely grown exponentially over the years. It used to just be a one-day festival. Now it's a two-day festival with other events sort of cropping up earlier in the week. So it's experienced a lot of growth. And looking at the lineup, you can check it out on BatonRougeBluesFestival.org for a full listing of everyone that will be playing. But Mavis is one of the headliners. Kenny Neal and Little Ray Neal and Tyree Neal, they'll be the headliner on Saturday night. Henry Gray will also be performing at the festival itself. So if you don't get to see him on Thursday night, you can catch him there. William Bell. And really the goal when they're programming this annual blues festival is to get 90% of the performers that are living within 90 miles of the Baton Rouge area to really showcase the talent that is here with the Louisiana Swamp Blues and all of the great musicians that have come from this area that we can collectively hang our hat on and be proud of.
Well, last year Mavis Staples canceled. She pulled a Mick Jagger, but she's back.
Well, and I think the great thing, too, about this is, you know, it's free. You know, how many communities
free, that's the operative word in Baton Rouge.
Right, isn't it? And it's just such a treasure for the community. So I applaud Kim
free.
And her team. Yes.
Yes, free. I was in New Orleans over the weekend, and I was at a hotel, and I heard a lady who was a tourist ask the lady at the counter if something was free. And she goes, honey, nothing in this town is free. But in Baton Rouge, we still have free things. Right. And one of those is the Blues Festival. Right. And Mavis Staples has still got it. And Kenny Neal, my goodness, he is a local legend and really doesn't get the acclaim here that he should. But he is one of the best at what he does. So.
And we have Deacon John Moore, Cedric Burnside. Again, there's a great listing of talent, the Excellos, and going back to it being a free and open event to the public, Jim, you know, yes, it is family friendly, and we invite people to load everybody up and come on down. One of the initiatives we are doing this year is trying to promote lapel pin sales to support this free festival.
All right. Well, thank you. And we'll be talking, I'm sure, with Fairley and Kim again soon. Today is the 9th of April. As we close out, it would have been the 93rd birthday of Hugh Marston Hefner, born in Chicago on this date. Great American, served our country in World War II. He died 2 years ago at 91. He had a long and productive life. Stay tuned.